There's a consent agenda item on the...
Yes, Commissioner Hall, there is. We have one consent item this month. This is in keeping with the commission's direction for staff to work with issues where we have a violation to reach an agreement on a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action, and that's the case in this situation. In this case, Corman Construction Incorporated is requesting authorization to retain six temporary mooring buoys recently installed in the York River, southeast of Gaines Point in Gloucester County, and this is to facilitate the staging of barges and pipe during construction of the new HRSD York River Treatment Plant outfall and diffuser. In this situation, HRSD received authorization from the governor through the procedures for their projects to construct or install a new diffuser outfall in the York River. That was approved by the governor, but it did not include details that covered the mooring buoys for the marine construction company. The marine construction company, Corman, began work out there and needed to put in some mooring buoys to facilitate their work, and they did that after getting some approval from the Coast Guard, but they never sought approval from the commission. We were made aware of this as a result of a constituent inquiry to the governor's office about the placement of the buoys. We contacted Corman, visited the site, saw where the buoys had been placed. In fact, three buoys at that time had been dropped on public oyster ground. Corman immediately removed those buoys at our request since they could not be authorized anyway. They submitted a joint permit application to retain the remaining buoys, and we went through our public interest review. There has been no objection, and as a result, we are recommending approval of those projects based on Corman's agreement to consent to a civil charge assessment of $6,000 in lieu of further enforcement action. We are also recommending that there be an annual royalty for the encroachment of the buoys of $300 and for the six that are remaining. If they get them in and remove them in the middle of the year, they wouldn't have to pay the additional annual royalties, but the annual royalty would be due as long as they're in the river each year while they're doing the construction of the outfall pipe. In this case, we believe, you know, Corman's an experienced marine contractor. They should have realized that permits were needed from the Marine Resource Commission. There is some impact of the buoys being out there in the river, although it will be temporary. So in this case, we felt it was a moderate degree of deviation and a moderate degree of impact, which led to the $6,000 civil charge assessment. So with that, that's our recommendation. We would ask you to accept that, and we would then issue the permit for Corman to retain the buoys.
Thank you, Tony. Are there questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Anybody? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we approve the as per staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Minor. Discussion. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Project's approved.